your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A blend of clouds and sun today with highs around 48. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 18. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. Bright sunshine tomorrow, highs around 52. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 34.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The U.S. Meat Export Federation applauding the House after passing the Ocean Shipping Reform Act. It looks to make it easier for American ag products to find a ride to overseas destinations. While red meat exports are on a record pace this year, the U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said shipping delays and obstacles remain a major concern for exporters and their customers.
This is a huge step in the right direction in terms of enforceability of some of these booking contracts for our exporters. Kudos to the House. Kudos to the agricultural groups on Capitol Hill that have made this happen. Combined with expanded hours of service, maybe some waivers on over-the-road weight limits, these things will add up and hopefully start to turn the tide to where we can get caught up on some of these shipments.
Hallstrom says he feels the legislation will help shippers to further prioritize export shipments. He noted the key to making sure that those overseas customers are happy.
We have one of the best reputations in the world, the U.S. does, on shipping our product overseas. But, you know, a lot of this cargo is chilled, not frozen. So there are shelf life concerns. And more importantly, there's demands that this product arrive on time in a specific week.
He notes several of the chilled value-added programs are at risk if the slowdowns and bottlenecks are not alleviated. The Ocean Shipping Reform Act now moves on to the Senate. And the nation's average gas price declined for the sixth straight week, down 2.9 cents from a week ago, $3.30 a gallon. Now the national average down 11 cents from months ago and $1.09 per gallon higher, though, than what it was a year ago. The national average price of diesel declined 2 cents in the last week. Now stands at $3.58 a gallon. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For the colder weather, shop a selection of outerwear by Harriot, Byrne, and Wrangler at Fashion Direct in Marysville. Sturdy footwear includes Double H boots, Timberland Pro, Harriot, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, plus Red Wing shoes. They have Christmas gift ideas, too, including a selection of toys, lots of jewelry. How about jeans, shirts, something for everyone at Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Find them on Facebook, Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Ahead of the Christmas and New Year's holidays, Governor Laura Kelly is encouraging Kansans to get their COVID-19 booster shots or start their vaccine series. Kelly said on Monday that Kansas could be doing more to improve the COVID-19's presence in the state nearly 2 years into the pandemic. She said, "We are sort of in the middle of the pack, but from my perspective, that's not good enough." Kelly recommends testing for COVID-19 ahead of holiday travel and wearing a mask indoors in public, particularly between households that do not normally interact. The traffic enforcement campaign Taking Down DUI started Sunday and will continue through Sunday, January 2nd. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office and the Kansas Highway Patrol, among other law enforcement agencies across the state, will participate in the campaign. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says crashes and arrests affect your family and that a DUI will change your life and bank account. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Having trouble finding a new car this holiday season? Can't wrap your mind around paying massive markups? At Midwest Kia, during the Kia Command the Season sales event, you won't have to worry about being left with a lump of coal. Grab your holiday spirit and head to Midwest Kia to put your name on one of over 200 new 2022 Kias that will be here in time for Christmas. And Midwest Kia has the better way to buy with the inventory to match. Never priced above sticker, all with the best stocking stuffer in town. Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, we want to get you approved, even when the other guys have said no. No. With as little as $600 cash or trade, you could get your credit back on track and get into a brand new Kia today. For the best car buying experience in town, visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
On select models, approved credit.
Warranties. Warranties are limited. Powertrain warranties. See dealer for details.
While hitting the road over the Christmas holiday won't exactly be cheap, it may be, well, less expensive than it would have been a month ago. The average price at the pump on Tuesday was $2.98 per gallon in Kansas. That's according to AAA. That's down nearly a dime from the average price of $3.07 per gallon a month ago. However, it is up a penny from a week ago when the average price for a gallon of unleaded gas in Kansas was $2.97 a gallon. Fire investigators are trying to determine what caused a house to explode in South Wichita Monday morning. The explosion happened around 10 a.m. in the 3100 block of South Clifton in the Plainview neighborhood. Wichita Fire Battalion Chief Kelly Ross said, "There's a couple of real close homes right next to the one that exploded. They do have a little bit of damage to them. I wouldn't call it severe damage, but there are some windows and sides that appear to be damaged." Crews said no one was home at the time of the explosion. But some neighbors say someone was preparing to move into the house in a week. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Governor Pete Ricketts is urging Nebraska residents to get vaccinated and tested for the coronavirus and seek early treatment for severe symptoms amid concerns about the Omicron variant and the prospect of a jump in new cases over the holidays. Ricketts issued the holiday warning Monday as leading Nebraska virus experts warned that the Omicron variant appears to be more transmissible, making it a threat even if it isn't as lethal as other variants. Ricketts says he's concerned because roughly 90% of the people hospitalized with the virus in Nebraska are unvaccinated, and the upcoming holidays will mean large family gatherings. The Omaha Stadium that hosts the College World Series each year is getting a new name. The Charles Schwab Corporation on Monday announced it has obtained naming rights to the baseball stadium through 2029. The stadium, previously known as TD Ameritrade Park, will be renamed Charles Schwab Field, Omaha. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's Feeding Minds Press released its latest book, Connecting Children to What Life is Like on the Farm. Foundation Education Outreach Director Julia Retko says the book features a heartwarming yet true-to-life tale.
The new book is called Barn at Night, and it is by author Michelle Hout. And Barn at Night features a father and daughter as they work in the pre-dawn hours in their barn to feed and care for their animals, and is illustrated with wonderful watercolors from the very talented illustrator Jen Benton.
They say that the book helps build awareness of agriculture through education. As they say, over the years, children have been less exposed to agricultural industries and environments as growing up more in the cities. The book is available wherever books are sold, and you can learn more online at feedingupmindspress.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Breakfast is back one day only, Friday, December 24th at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. A special limited menu 7 to 11 this Friday morning at the Wagon Wheel. Reminding you, buy four $25 gift cards, get two $25 gift cards free. Now through Christmas Eve, they'll be closing at 2 p.m. on Friday. Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Public Works Administrator advised Marshall County Commissioners last week the recycling trailer has been moved from west of town to the Habitat for Humanity thrift shop due to the fact that west of town there was a considerable amount of trash being blown around. The meeting otherwise was mostly routine business. The Marshall County Courthouse will close at noon this Wednesday and remain closed Thursday and Friday this week for Christmas. The courthouse will be closed to the public all day Friday, December 31st for year-end balancing. Employees will be working, but the building will be locked December 31st. The courthouse will be closed all day Monday, January 3rd for New Year's, and commissioners will meet January 4th. Washington County Commissioners rejected bids for corrugated steel pipe for culverts, amounting to $527,000, well over double the price paid a year ago. A week later, commissioners opted to buy only the amount
immediately needed at a cost of $221,000 and not buy extra stock. Consideration was given for flat rail cars that could be accommodated for low water crossings in lieu of culverts. The Washington County Courthouse will be closed this Friday as well as Monday, December 27th for Christmas, and will be open December 31st until noon, closing early for New Year's. Nemaha County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Senior Services Public Transit Administrative Assistant Marie Weaver accepted an offer as interim director of the agency until a new permanent director is hired. She'll be compensated an additional $250 per month, replacing Diane Youngins, who resigned earlier this month. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week received public comment regarding engine braking by trucks near the ethanol plant. Supervisors advised reporting the matter to the state since the state highway is involved. An unidentified man was injured Saturday when he fell from a downtown building roof at 506 Court Street in Beatrice to a secondary roof some 8 feet below. He was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital, listed in stable condition. A free community soup lunch will be featured Christmas Day at the Marysville American Legion, with soup, dessert, sandwich, and drink serving 11:30 until 2 for anyone in the community. They will deliver within Marysville city limits if you're homebound. Call those reservations by Thursday to Megan at 785-713-0112. Again, a free community soup lunch Saturday, 11:30 until 2 at the Marysville American Legion. For local delivery if you're homebound, call by Thursday, 785-713-0112. Peter Antascio, age 70, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville Wednesday with a rosary at 9:30. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 4 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Peter Tascio. John A. Runnabon, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for John Runnabon. Barbara K. Trembley, age 82, of Greenleaf, passed away December 13th. Private family services are planned with the Ward Funeral of Washington in charge of arrangements for Barb Trembley. Donald Dodd, age 73, of Lynn, passed away Friday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge for Donald Dodd.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
Breakfast is back, one day only, Friday, December 24th at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. A special limited menu, 7 to 11 this Friday morning at the Wagon Wheel. Reminding you, buy four $25 gift cards, get two $25 gift cards free now through Christmas Eve. They'll be closing at 2 p.m. on Friday.
If the lack of a white Christmas has you down, let Riverside Market in Blue Rapids help with Christmas centerpieces, wreaths, bouquets, arrangements, and even memorial arrangements for your loved ones' graves. Order fruit and veggie platters, meat and cheese platters, and make it festive with the Riverside Market in Blue Rapids.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. As the jet stream continues to stay fairly zonal over our region, we can expect to see continuously warming temperatures. Conditions will continue to stay fairly dry and mild throughout this week, with lots of sunshine and clear skies. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 20s and lower 40s throughout Iowa, the mid-30s through mid-40s throughout Nebraska, the mid-40s and upper 50s throughout Kansas, and the mid-40s through mid-50s throughout Missouri. As we head into the overnight hours, temperatures will remain fairly cool, with lows ranging in the upper teens and lower 20s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 20s throughout Nebraska, the mid to upper 20s throughout Kansas, and the upper 20s through lower 30s throughout Missouri. As we head in through Wednesday, we can expect more sunny weather across the region. These warmer conditions will linger throughout the week and into the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 42, record high this date 66. The average low 21 and the record low 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:43. Sunset this evening at 5:08.
Winter officially arrives today, and we look at some of the legend and lore surrounding the winter solstice on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 21st, the 355th day of the year. Comedian Ray Romano has a birthday, and the Mayflower Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock on this day in 1620. The winter solstice is occurring this morning as of 10:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and while it's rarely celebrated these days, many of the customs we associate with Christmas originated as solstice observances. In old Europe, this day was known as Yule, when a special Yule log was placed on the hearth. The ancient Celts gave us the holly and mistletoe traditions. Their solstice rituals relied on the magical properties of trees and plants. And even the lighting of candles began as a solstice custom. They were meant to encourage the sun as it reached its lowest point along the horizon. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville is all about Christmas. The keepsake ornaments, the tree trimmer ornaments, the Christmas village, the buy one, get one half off boxed cards and gift wrap. It's all here waiting for you to deck the halls and sing fa-la-la-la-la. Follow Reflections on Facebook to see all the latest ornaments and gifts. Reflections, more than just your favorite Hallmark store, open 7 days a week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Chiefs could be without their Pro Bowl tight end this Sunday against the Steelers. According to ESPN, Travis Kelce was placed on the team's reserve COVID list on Monday. Kelce is vaccinated, so there is a chance he could return by Sunday if he meets the testing requirements by then. Kelce has 1,066 receiving yards so far this season, including 191 in a game-winning effort against the Chargers last week. The Chiefs' transaction wire shows kicker Harrison Butker and starting cornerback Javarius Ward have been placed on the list as well. The Wichita State women's basketball team wrap up play before the Christmas break with a home matchup against KU tonight at Charles Koch Arena. Wichita State is 9-2 on the air for just the second time in school history after a win over North Texas on Friday. KU is 8-1 on the year with their only loss to Tennessee in Las Vegas last month. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
The Mid-America Egg Network, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many government employees, including teachers, police officers, and otherwise, needing to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by federal mandate, the big question now is the list of 4-H volunteers across many states in the Mid-America region. Washington lawmakers connected with farming communities worry that the mandate may hurt the program and discourage people from volunteering with 4-H. State Senator Mark Schlechel.
4-H program is something incredibly valuable for our youth in all 39 counties. And to punish them for volunteering sometimes maybe once or twice a year is just too much government.
He says he's worried about extending the mandates to 4-H clubs that may result in volunteers walking away from the program for children.
4-H leaders have to be screened, background checked, and trained. They're hard to recruit and retain. They're good-hearted people. They use common sense. They're leaders in our communities. What are we going to do? Have the county agent show up at the 4-H Club meeting and check the vaccination status?
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Number 7, Kansas and Colorado take to the hardwood tonight, 8 o'clock at the CU Event Center in Boulder, Colorado. Colorado is 9-3. Number 7, Kansas is 9-1. Colorado scores 61.7 points per game and allows 52 over the three-game winning streak. Kansas is ranked 8th among Division I teams with an average of 85.8 points per game. The Jayhawks have averaged 90 a game over their five-game winning streak. At game tonight, 8 o'clock on ESPN2. Tonight at 7 o'clock at Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan, K-State hosts first-time opponent and Southland Conference foe McNeese State. It'll be K-State's second game in a three-day span after knocking off Nebraska on Sunday night. The Wildcats have now won 5 of their last 6 games, with their only loss in that span coming by 1 point to Marquette on December 8th. Once again, game time tonight, 7 o'clock on the Big 12 Now on ESPN+. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
It was a clean sweep for the Hanover Wildcats, and the first started off with the girls defeating Dillard Hotel 60-35. Leading the way for the Wildcats was Keegan Atkins with 19 points, 10 of 13 from the free throw line, in an effort that helped Hanover get the W. Caitlin Cliff, 11 points, was the second leading scorer for Hanover. And then on the side of Dillard Hotel was Miley Weirs with 22 points, 8 of 10 from the free throw line in the loss. Now on to boys action. It was a 66-45 victory for the Wildcats, led by Keegan Dimler's 25 points, where he went 20 points in the first quarter, and which pretty much ended the game in the first quarter for the Hanover Wildcats, followed up by 13 strong points from Emmett Juneman. And then on the side of Dillard Hotel, it was Nate Lyons who kept this game alive on the side of the Griffins, but wasn't able to keep them alive long enough as they fell 66-45. I'm Paxton Gordon, and this has been KNDY.
In a cross-state battle Monday, Hanover girls took Dillard Hotel 60-35. Hanover boys won the nightcap 66-45. Tuesday night tip-off, Axtell at Linden. Final high school games before the Christmas break. Tuesday night college action, Kansas State pregame at 6, tip-off at 7 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 7:30, tip-off at 8, live on FM 95.5.
Olson Right-of-Way and Maintenance proudly supports the Centralia Panthers winter sports teams. From Olson Right-of-Way and Maintenance in Seneca, call Brett at 785-336-7101 for your commercial and residential needs. Little big dump trucks and storage units, no job too big or small. Helena Agri Enterprises knows the talented area winter sports teams have practiced diligently this year, and the fans will be cheering for the athletes at the upcoming events and games this season. Good luck, boys and girls, from all of the friendly staff at Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia. Proud to support our area athletes.
Your holiday centerpiece is just a winter walk away. Don your coat, grab the pruners, and take a walk through your landscape to gather the makings of a beautiful arrangement. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Use clean, sharp pruners to harvest branches from mature trees and shrubs. Stagger cuts, making them just above a healthy bud or an adjoining branch. This leaves your plants healthy and looking their best throughout the winter. Avoid yews and holly if you have pets and youngsters who like to graze on your arrangements. Both are toxic. Immediately place clippings in room temperature water and store in a cool location out of sunlight until you're ready to make your arrangement. Recut the stems just prior to placing them in floral foam or a vase of clean fresh water. Prolong the life of your arrangement by storing it in a cool location out of direct sunlight. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
On the surface, it would seem Jerry has an easy Christmas lighting situation. He puts lights on just one tree in his yard each year. But oh, if you've seen that tree along Interstate 35, you know Jerry really takes time to make it look just right. And everyone remembers it. The story about a very special tree is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farm in the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farm in the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farm in the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Jerry Laugesen bought this property along Interstate 35 south of Faribault in 1976. The next year, he built a house. There was a small oak tree between the home and the road.
We debated whether to get rid of it or to keep it. We decided, oh, it's got a nice shape to it, so we decided to keep it, and it turned into something really, really special.
Over the years, the tree grew. It was pretty, but not much different than other trees you might see in someone's yard. But in 2011, he saw a tree similar to his adorned with some beautiful white lights in the Twin Cities. He thought his tree was better looking than that one, and that led him to try his hand at it.
Yeah, there's 50,000 lights is 500 strands. Of course, that's over the years. I mean, I didn't do them all in one year.
Putting 50,000 lights on a tree and maintaining them over the last 10 years can be quite a job.
It was about 5 days every fall for the last 9 years.
Jerry rents a 50-foot lift each year to allow him to get around all parts of the tree. You may be thinking, big deal. A lot of people put lights around trees each year. Well, this is different. You can see pictures I took on our American Countryside page on Facebook, or just Google it. Jerry runs strands to the tips of each and every branch, which creates an amazing outline of every limb in bright white lights.
Got to wrap them around the limbs, and then you got to take zip ties and interlock so that if the wind blows, they're not going to come off that branch. And you try to get it wrapped around these little branches. It's a kind of a little puzzle you got to do to get them in there where they're not going to blow out.
He used to just run extension cords from his house to power it. Now he's got permanent underground electricity running directly to his tree. But he truly couldn't have known the impact this tree would make. And that story is next time as we travel the countryside near Faribault, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.
Stumped over what to do with your garden and landscaping? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Hire a garden coach who can give you the advice and encouragement you're looking for as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
gardens and I like to make changes here and there, but I'm not always sure how to do it. Sometimes all we need is a fresh eye to hone in on a spot in the garden that's driving us nuts or advice on how to tear it all up and start over. You can hire garden coaches such as master gardeners and other horticultural experts to help. Robin Hegland is the founder of a garden coaching company and says coaches empower people to have the landscape they want by teaching them the skills they need.
We come out and we meet with the person, maybe sending out a questionnaire ahead of time so we can gather some data, understand what their goals are, how much time are they willing to invest in the space, what level of detail do they already understand. Then when we get together, we take a look at the space together and get to know each other. And out of that, we can develop a program.
Hegland says sometimes it only takes a couple of hours of teaching to pull everything together. However, you and the coach decide how many sessions will be needed to accomplish your goals.
There may be a session where someone comes in and teaches you how to prune, and that comes out of understanding how plants grow. They may teach you how to understand your soil, where to take soil samples, why you send them into labs for testing. They may come in and help you evaluate your spaces for design, so taking a look at how to maximize usage for patios, for decks, and things like that.
Most garden coaches focus on empowering you to do the work yourself. However, there are some who like to get their hands dirty. They'll help you design your garden, plant it, take care of it, and harvest the produce, sharing their expertise with you along the way. Learn more about hiring a garden coach at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Prairie View Industries wants the United States wounded and disabled military veterans to know how much they are appreciated for putting their lives on the line for America. This holiday season, take the time to let them know that they are in our thoughts. Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
It's a good time to have corn, soybeans, or wheat to sell. Why markets are strong today on Farm to Fork. Don't be surprised if you get a pair of work gloves as a holiday gift this week. Gempler's Farm and Home Supply is running a buy two, get one free glove promotion. And they're shipping out orders now for brands like Carhartt, DeWalt, and Gempler's own brand, Sugar River. There's no limit on the number of pairs someone can purchase through this offer. So the odds just went up for having gloves under the tree. However, if you're not a lucky glove recipient this holiday season, treat yourself to a gift. It's easy. Just go to Gemplers.com/gloves. Pick out any three pairs of work gloves, and you only pay for two. If you need to stock up for your farm or business, this is the time. When you check out, use the promo code GLOVE. Do it soon, though, because the offer ends December 31st. Again, that's Gemplers.com/gloves, and use the promo code GLOVE. Gemplers, family-owned, fiercely independent. Harvest and post-harvest market prices for crops are generally weaker as these new supplies enter the marketplace, and that generally drives prices down. Not this year. Here's Iowa State University Extension Ag economist Chad Hart.
Whether you're looking at the crop side or the livestock side, we are seeing fairly consistent and strong domestic demand. We have seen, at least through the COVID crisis, incredibly strong international demand despite of that. And that has helped sustain prices in a normal situation when we'd see some price degradation.
But how long will these prices stay strong?
I'm actually fairly confident we can hold this up for a while. I mean, I do worry about in the long term, yes, we know these prices will likely work their way back down again.
Part of the robust market, according to Hart, is from export demand.
Looking at the export sales thus far this year, what we've seen is the meats are holding pretty strong at record to near record levels. The crop side demand has backed off a bit, but as that has occurred, we've seen more domestic demand sort of offset that.
Tomorrow, I'll have Hart back to talk about the influence of trade policy on the commodities markets. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News with the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Farmers know all too well the challenges that come with hiring a crew to get the work done. But there is a company that makes the chore much faster and more efficient. Is Walla Walla-based Harvest is related new company that streamlines human resources aid, including bringing on new workers, communication, and safety training. That's become a much bigger issue over the past couple of years in the agricultural industry.
Well, the nexus with the pandemic really is what I think highlighted the need for the services that our software provides farms and the ability to interact with farm workers in a way that is high-tech, that is remote, was very appealing given the set of circumstances that the industry faced.
The company Harvest co-founder founder James Hall says that the bilingual service can make life much easier for employers and employees alike.
And so that's everything from doing all of their hiring paperwork electronically to their orientation training. And then, like you said, keeping them there and making sure that they're getting their monthly safety meetings, making sure that they know where they need to work on which day, and really staying connected and engaged to the farm.
He says with this type of resource, it's a way to save time and money on the farm.
By doing so, we're able to help our farms really lower their costs on a lot of fronts. And frankly, when it comes to farming, time is the only currency that matters, and being able to save them a lot of time.
Hall goes on to say that Harvest is focused on improving the lives of farmers and farm workers. That focus earnest Harvest the 2021 American Farm Bureau Federation Entrepreneur Honors. Labor has been a major issue, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, as many companies have had a hard time trying to find workers and import workers with work visas going into the agricultural community, with some of the political issues out of Washington, D.C., and some of the lockdowns with COVID-19 spread concerns. You can find out more about their resources, some of their training and safety protocol, along with availability with HR software and onboarding classes with their website at Harvest, H-A-R-V-U-S-T. com, as they try to work to try and streamline the American farm. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP is on a mission to support veterans. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Rapidly rising fertilizer prices causing serious concern in U.S. farm and ranch country. Chad Smith with more.
Fertilizer prices have risen as much as 300% in some areas, making 2022 preparations more difficult. Shelby Myers is an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation. She says those skyrocketing prices are among the top concerns for farmers and ranchers.
All major nutrients that are used in the production of primary row crops in the U.S. have experienced, since September 2020, prices that are increased over 150%, 175%, even over 200% in some cases. And fertilizer is a global commodity, so it could be influenced by a lot of market factors. We had a lot of impact from COVID-19 and the precautions that were put in place. We import a lot of our nutrient use in the U.S., and those can be influenced by global factors.
Supply chain disruptions and trade duties put in place are also contributing to the rapidly rising prices. With all the factors currently in place, Meyer says it might keep fertilizer prices higher through the spring of 2022, which would have a negative impact on agriculture.
With all these factors that we're taking into consideration, there are expectations that fertilizer prices are going to remain high through the springtime, which might compel some farmers to shift planted acres away from corn to other commodities that are getting fertilizer at a lower rate. What those expectations can be for retailers to say, hey, we have fertilizer available, but we may only have a certain percentage available, or we're not sure when the delivery date's going to be. We also have some tax implications that could be taken into account.
Myers says the challenge of high fertilizer prices won't be an easy one to fix.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of factors going on all at once.
Chad Smith, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather could cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rainstorm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through. Keep money in your pocket. Contact your local farmers cooperative feed team today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Feeding sows too much or too little affects the bottom line. Use body condition scoring to adjust their feed intake on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you're not planning for the future, you're already falling behind. Thinking about what's next on your farm means staying one step ahead. At Commodity Classic, you'll cultivate better strategies to modernize your operation, where you can focus on yield and take your profits to the next level. The future is in your hands when you join us in New Orleans, March 10th through 12th, 2022. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Element of successful and consistent swine reproduction is making sure sows don't gain or lose too much weight between litters. It's a balancing act because feeding too much or too little also has economic repercussions. Using body condition scoring will help you adjust their feeding levels. Ken Stalder is a professor of animal science at Iowa State University. He says to score sows on a 5-point scale 30 days after breeding and then again once a month after that.
You want her on a 3-ish. The other thing I would say that ideal body condition score can vary a little bit by farm and genetic type. So to sit here and say exactly what it is, I'm going to be hesitant to do that. But somewhere in that 3 area.
You're looking for an overall shape and combination of fat and muscle reserves. The fat is the energy source that the sow has available. The muscle is protein she can use to supply the nutrients in the milk that nourishes her litter.
When I body condition score them, I look from the rear because I can see the spine from the rear. If it's bumped up there, that's probably an indication she's too thin. I can come in behind her and palpate her ribs. I can palpate those hip joints. And, you know, if I really feel those too easily, she's really too thin as well.
If you're not able to do this visually or aren't experienced at it, Stalder recommends using a caliper designed specifically for this purpose. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about swine body condition scoring at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Tuesday today. Still a lot of green on the board for the grains and the livestock. Corn, wheat, soybeans, all mostly higher. Livestock still hanging in there as well. So overall, a pretty decent day. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. We'll see if they can hang tight until the close. In the corn market right now, we are seeing them move slowly further into the green with March corn up 6.5 cents at 597.5. Kansas City wheat for March doing really well today, up 28 cents right now at 841. In the bean market, still mostly higher here. 14.5 cents up for January beans at 13.06¾. The meal for January up $7.10 at $3.93.30. And the bean oil for January also up 96 cents at $53.90. Over in the cotton market, we started off a little slow, but now we're seeing some good gains here. March cotton up $2.20 at $107.74. Canola is also up by 10.5 bucks, sitting at $10.23.70. In your oats market, we had a rocky day yesterday. not quite making up those gains, but are seeing some green on the board. March oats up by 2.25, sitting at 6.64.5. In the livestock market, as we mentioned, mostly green across the board here. Live cattle, feeder cattle, lean hogs all doing well. Live cattle for December up 95 cents at 135.42. Feeder cattle for January sitting at 160.92. That's $1.70 higher from the open. And lean hogs at February up $2.55. Some decent gains there at 82.07. So overall, not a bad day for most of the markets today. U.S. dollar index for March also kind of reflective of what's going on with the stock market, with the March index up by 2 cents at 96.57. We have the 30-year bonds in the red just by a point, sitting at 161. 10-year notes are in the red as well, just slightly, about a quarter lower at 131. Stock market still mostly higher, with the Dow Jones up 552 points right now. The S&P growing by 73. So some decent gains there at 46.41. The NASDAQ in the green by almost 300 now, 299, sitting at 15,279.
Having trouble finding a new car this holiday season? Can't wrap your mind around paying massive markups? At Midwest Kia, during the Kia Command the Season sales event, you won't have to worry about being left with a lump of coal. Grab your holiday spirit and head to Midwest Kia to put your name on one of over 200 new 2022 Kias that will be here in time for Christmas. And Midwest Kia has the better way to buy, with the inventory to match. Never priced above sticker, all with the best stocking stuffer in town. Kia's amazing 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, we want to get you approved, even when the other guys have said no.
No.
With as little as $600 cash or trade, you could get your credit back on track and get into a brand new Kia today. For the best car buying experience in town, visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Farmers Cooperative offers something that's rare these days, a pension plan. Not only will you be with a supportive, caring team during your career, you'll have their support after you retire. Also, health benefits, 401k, and a chance to earn profit sharing. There are openings across the board: grain, agronomy, precision ag, tires and lubricants, and more. Learn more at myfarmerscoop.com.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
KNDY.
Oh, come ye to bed.
all-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.